Today we are going to pray for our law enforcement in our county and beyond. The sheriff's executive staff, we'll start with, and our county hosts a sheriff's department with the lead being Shannon Dykus. The department consists of 2,007 sworn personnel, 2,073 professional employees, and over 1,500 volunteers. So, Father God, we pray for their protection and we pray for their safety. We pray you would give them divine wisdom, that they would operate with high ethical standards, that they would have a sense and respect for the law and a fear of you. We pray that they also would have favorable cooperation within and outside the department as they serve to protect our county. We pray for the coroner's office and department, Victor Moreno, the captain of that division. We pray for all those in it would find ways to cope with what they see on a regular basis and not be overrun and over discouraged or distraught by the hard things that they have to see on a regular basis. May they stay clear-headed and empowered to find the true cause of death. May they find the evidence that would bring closure to loved ones and or the apprehension and prosecution of criminals. For the many cold cases, that homicide cold cases that are outstanding since 1974, there are so many yet to be solved. We pray, Father God, that you would provide them the needle in the haystack that will assist law enforcement to find and close these cases. May people come forth boldly and provide the information necessary to locate and obtain what will bring closure. We thank you, Father God, for the many departments and divisions within the Sheriff's Department. So today we're going to focus on the gangs and the narcotic ones. We thank you for the way they've structured it, that they have multiple teams tasked to combat all levels of gangs, upper echelon, prison ones, and street ones. We pray that they are able to disrupt and dismantle these gangs and drug trafficking organizations in ways beyond they've seen before, that there would be such divine favor from on high that truly your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We pray specifically for the Valley Gang Team to suppress street activity in greater measures, for the High Desert Gang Team working with probation and FBI, that they would be able to identify with their intelligence loftier than man-made tools and see your divine hand over their operations. For the Gang Intelligence Team to put an end to the most violent gangs working with Homeland Security as they work with Homeland Security. For the high-tech crime detail to not be overwhelmed with the number of cases at present, 350 a year, and that they would see remarkable confiscation of cyber-related crimes stopped, deterred, and prosecuted in greater and faster methods. For the RMTF and CalMet teams to tear down and dismantle meth labs, especially in our county, in such sweeps that it impedes any new ones from reopening. We pray this isn't like pushing one thing down and another one popping up, that it would stop them for good. That the marijuana enforcement team, the DEA task force, and the SoCal drug task force teams find, close, and get rid of the places growing, selling, and dispensing illegal cannabis. For the SANCAT task force to disband, prevent, and deter auto thefts in our county. For the parcel interdiction task force to be able to identify and impede any parcel with intentions to commit crimes before it commits it, for its intention. Father God, we thank you that you are Lord of this county and you are Lord of these task forces. And we just declare that we will see great things happen. We do pray for their salvation and we pray for healing. We pray, God, for the blessings on them and their families. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.